Jenny Vaughn, good morning. How are you?
Really great. How about yourself?
Well, just don't, again, can't stick out your tongue and put it on the flagpole like the Christmas story. It's not the time of year for that.
No kidding.
But it is the time
of year. I'm not going outside from now until March. I'm done.
I don't blame you. And there's really no reason to do so unless you're getting out of here. That's the other point. It's finals week at Ivy Tech. Tell us what's going on.
It is finals week. It's tough always at the end of a semester when, you know, the faculty have been so busy with everything and you can see it in their eyes. And then the students, of course, they're hunkered down and the library's been packed. And finals end Saturday, actually. So technically our last day of classes for the fall semester is Saturday. And then we'll have a little bit of a break and we'll start back up on January 17th.
Well, that's good. Because you should get a break after a long semester. I thought Keith would.
Everybody needs a break.
I thought Keith was going to interject something there about how finals were going and how he was grading papers and everything else.
We are.
maybe he's worn out. You know, Keith, we have in a separate room. We don't even see each other during this show.
That's right.
He just sits in another corner
of the
building.
That's the way
it should be. It is cold and everything else is going on. What do you do on campus now from that break you have? Everybody just kind of relaxes, get things put together?
Yeah, we put our feet up, you know, and just
bonbons.
So eat all the time. Everybody brings food in. It's a lot of fun.
That's right.
Really for facilities, this is during breaks are really their busiest parts of the year where they can get a lot of little things done. Taking care of the classrooms, and they do deep clean on every single classroom. They're vacuuming all the areas. They're, you know, painting areas that need fix. They're actually renovating something in the library or fixing something in the library from the expansion and things like that. And, of course, all the student affairs team and business office staff, you know, they're helping students get their payments in and getting enrolled and planning for the first week of classes. So that group is also super, super busy. And this is just a really busy time as we're getting ready for another semester. So it's always busy, always fun. Wouldn't do the job if we didn't love what we did.
Jenny, something that caught my eye was the term $150 billion with a B dollars is available for students.
Oh, I thought that so many people were hacked by Yahoo the other day.
Yeah. $150 billion. And basically, we're always trying to let students know about financial aid and things like that. And that's one of your priorities.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So some people think, financial aid, I'm not going to get any financial aid, or they look at the form maybe online and go, oh, my gosh, this is like doing my taxes, or looks like there's a lot of information. I'll do it later. You know, we're available to help people complete the application for financial aid. You can come in and we can help you do that. You can call us for a specific question. It's not too late to apply for financial aid. You'd be very surprised about what you might be eligible for, and you're still eligible now for the spring. So if you apply now and you are eligible for some funding, you can get that for the spring term. But also file that application for financial aid if you want a scholarship as well, because sometimes we require that so we can see maybe there's some other monies that you can get.
Right.
And maybe that scholarship could go to somebody else if you didn't need it. So people are very surprised when they find out that they might be eligible. And some of those dollars are dollars. You know, we don't want students taking out student loans. You know, Ivy Tech is inexpensive enough that they can probably afford it through the Pell Grant and things like that.
Now, with the change in semester and kids are going to be home and everything else, can they come to Ivy Tech and find this information out? Is the offices and everything else going to be open during?
No, we're wide. We're open. We're open for business. We're open from 8 o'clock until 6 Monday through Thursday, and from 8 to 5 on Friday. However, for the very first time in time I've been with the college, we're actually going to close between Christmas and New Year's. So from the 24th, Saturday the 24th, through Sunday the 1st, we will be closing. But other than that, we'll be open up until the 23rd, and then starting on the 2nd, we'll be open to help people apply for admission, apply for financial aid, and classes again start on the 17th.
Jenny, we're losing one of our top-rated people. Ron Dawson is leaving after 28 and a half years. I did some quick math, and the way I see it, he's been with the college about half the amount of time the college has been there.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, he's just great. Exactly. Ron Dawson decided to retire at the end of this semester, so that's why the 28 and a half years. Like, Ron, you couldn't go 29 years? it's like, come on, man. I've known Ron since the minute I walked on campus when we were at Canterbury Court. And so originally, Ron was our program chair for the heating and air conditioning program. So, you know, he taught night classes for a long, long time over at Canterbury. And, you know, and most of the people coming in your house to help, you know, fix your air conditioning or heat, now your heater and heating and all of that kind of stuff, he's the one that probably trained most of those technicians, and he's just a phenomenal, phenomenal guy. I call, you know, he's a personal friend. When we moved over to Daniel's Way, he asked if there was any chance that he could change the subject that he was teaching because he was, you know, frankly tired of teaching at night. So he moved over to the math area, and he's a mathematician by trade, and, you know, that's his degree that he has. And so he's been teaching math in the last couple of years, so... just a great guy, and another thing about him that, you know, when we moved to the building on Daniel's Way, he was the one that designed all the flower potting and things like that around the campus, and all of us actually planted plants and things like that, and he created it for us, and every time it blooms, you know, can't stop but to think about Ron and, you know, his commitment to the college and everything that he's done for us. He's a great guy, so we wish him very well in his retirement.
One of the things that absolutely intrigues me, because we talk about four-year colleges as being research institutions, and then I see that Cook Medical is, and our nurses are working together to do some research stuff. Explain that. That's an amazing program.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Actually, Cook Medical reached out to us, actually to the School of Nursing, earlier this semester to see if our students would, our nursing students on a voluntary basis, would do some testing on one of their new medical devices in development. And our students were like, of course, we'd love to try to do that. So they're doing that. And I think their Cook Medical may be coming back for a couple other situations like that or opportunities for our students. So how cool is that our students in the nursing program get to work with our partner and friends at Cook Medical right down the street, so that they can help try to, you know, test some medical devices for the organization. So it's really pretty cool that they choose our students, our school
That's
of
right.
nursing students.
And you got you got a talent show tonight.
Yes, we do at the Waldron. This is a really, really interesting, very cool story. So one of our students planned, organized the entire event. Her name is Ivana Fox, and she's a human services student, and she works at Centerstone, does an internship there. So with her time at Centerstone, she's met lots of people with some needs out there that are suffering maybe with some mental illness, homelessness, and things like that. And so she's created a talent show so that these people that she has encountered throughout her life or at Centerstone could put on the talent show. And any funds or donations that come in from the show are going to go to these people. So she's helping a Hoosier is what she's titled the event. It's called Help a Hoosier Talent Show tonight at the Waldron, 7 o'clock to 8:30. And this is all created and organized by one of our phenomenal students, Ivana Fox. So pretty cool.
And will you be performing tonight?
I will not be performing tonight.
Will you be one of the judges tonight?
Every day. No.
That's exactly
right. No, I'm not a judge either. No. She's got some of her other student colleagues and some faculty and staff that are going to do that. So. Yeah, it's going to be fun, though.
Outstanding. And hopefully that's, again, shut the door behind you. Let's keep that warm in the John Waldron Arts Center there. Jenny, have a great weekend. Stay warm. Stay out of the ice. Stay out of the snow. Stay out of the sleet. Gee whiz. It's indoor season, and we'll get warmed up next week. How about that?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
All right.